Hello, guys, and welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network. Today, we are going to be discussing Fox Digital Studios' new film, Mono, with a very special guest, Kara Royster.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's I Talk Movies.
Talk Network, we are jamming to DNCE.
Yes.
This is my jam.
This is super my jam right now. This is going to be a summer repeat.
This is for sure, for every summer to come.
Of course.
You guys, we are going to be discussing Kara's new film, Mono. How cool is that? Where can we find you on social media?
So I'm at Kara Royster on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, awesome. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I always tell people I like it when they have, like, the same name for each platform because it's so much easier to find you, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I tried doing, like, a Pika Girl on numbers and things, and it just didn't work out. Like, it was too much.
People couldn't find you, right?
I'm missing.
Right? But, you guys, this movie was so funny. Like, I literally just, like, kept laughing. I'm probably going to watch it again. It's so much fun. But for those of you who have not watched the film yet... we're going to have some spoilers, but you kind of play this Queen Bee type of character, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
For those who haven't seen it, do you mind to let them know like a little bit of a synopsis of what goes on during the movie?
Absolutely. So in Mono Movie, I do play Christina Madison. She is Queen Bee, head of the dance team, all those things. And there's a mono outbreak at our high school, so it kind of eliminates a lot of the cool kids.
Yeah.
And a group of outcasts decide to take over and use mono to their advantage.
I know. It was so funny because I think in the very beginning of the movie, they kind of touched on it. And then at the end, they said it. It's like this terroristic act. It was
right.
Like, when you think about it, I mean, it was very purposely done. It was kind of like a...
It's super spiraled out of control.
I know.
And it got really crazy into terror.
I know. It was crazy. I loved when when the movie opened up and it was like everyone was running around. The cops were there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this random couple making out in the hallway. I was just
that was so much fun to shoot, and like I got to just kind of be I wasn't in that first scene, but we got to watch it and the mayhem that goes on. It was so cool.
That is so cool. Where did they film, by the way? Was it anywhere in California?
It's a Crespi High School.
Okay.
Yep. So we got to, so that was like our home base. So it was super funny because they were still in summer school.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of running around and like on our like little scooters and stuff like past windows, and so
they were still there.
It was like we were in summer school.
That is so funny. That is so great. And if you ever need any extra. You could just be like, hey, you, come here.
I think that happened.
Really?
I think that definitely happened.
That is so funny. Now, I know you've done, I watched your film, Mr. Right, which was absolutely hilarious.
Fun.
That was so great. But I know that was like a film that you've done, but you starred mostly in like television, such as Pretty Little Liars, Casey Undercover on Disney, and Faking It, to name a few. How was it, and like, how did this opportunity to have like your first big film debut come about?
So I got the audition, and I read the synopsis and like how do you pass it up, it sounded hilarious, and it was a social like a digital movie, which I thought was so cool because I'm addicted to Netflix.
Yes.
So I would like my film to be on Netflix.
Yes.
And so it all worked out, and it is my first feature film, and I had so much fun doing it, and I couldn't have been with like a better group of people.
That's awesome. It seemed like you had a ton of fun.
Maybe a little too much fun. Sometimes we really summer camped it up.
That's so fun. I mean, anytime when you have just like a bunch of people your age, you know, you're just like going and like even like setting in a high school and like going through all the fun stuff, and you guys had like a ton of fun party type of scenes, which I'm sure was crazy to film.
Those were just real parties at a certain point, and we did a lot of night shoots.
Okay.
So it was from 5 p.m. till 2 a.m.
Oh my god.
So not only were we partying, but we were just like loopy and sleep deprived, and so we bonded and just had a good time. I like lived off of Twizzlers and coffee.
There
and
you
it
go.
Was a great time.
That is so funny. I know that you worked with a lot of Viners during this this film, and such as Christian Del Grosso and Brandon Bowen, which is absolutely, he's so funny.
He's so sweet and so funny.
Like, what was that like? Because I know, you are used to doing television. They are used to doing, you know, Vines and YouTube videos. So I think this was one of their first, like, big films.
Absolutely.
So what was it like working with Viners and kind of like, did you kind of help coach them at all? Like, hey, you know, we do this type of thing.
I never actually had to. They, you know, Vine, they do create characters and things that's still doing all of that. And they did an amazing job.
That's
I had never worked with Viners and everything like that. So I didn't know what to expect. And I was so pleasantly surprised.
That's
they were all amazing. And Christian has done some acting and things like that. And so everyone was super prepared, super talented.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people have, like, their opinions on, you know, this new media type of stuff where they have Viners and YouTubers do films and movies. I think it's smart. I think...
Absolutely.
And they're talented. Like, it's not like these are just random kids. Like, they know what they're doing. They create these characters. They, just take something as simple as an iPhone camera and make themselves,
like, and they're just well-known. So hardworking. Like, watching them on set, like, everyone's editing things and, like, really posting, like, I didn't know, but it takes so much work and so much time, and they really are very dedicated to it, and so I super respect them
a lot,
especially my, like, a little biased, like, my group. This is super talking about just Mono, because, you know, there have been other movies and things like that and stuff, but this is just so different on another platform.
That's so cool. Yeah, I love that. Did you get to do, like, any, like, video collabs or Vines with any of them?
Yeah, I was in a couple of, like, random, like, Girl Walks By expectation videos and stuff. And some of that actually ended up in the movie. So
That's at the end.
Some little Vines and stuff that everybody made just ended up in the film.
That is so great. That's so funny. I love when they do that kind of stuff where they're just like, you know what? This is, like, genuine fun stuff that they're doing, and it works for the movie, so then they're just like, let's put it in.
I actually have a funny story. So I was on set, and they're like, hey, we're going to be doing Vines and stuff, and I was like, cool, I'm excellent cartwheeler, let me know. Totally being funny. Totally was not trying to cartwheel. Uh-huh. And then they came up to me next day and, like, all right, so you ready for your Vine? Like, you're going to be cartwheeling around the school. So they made me go to different spots and cartwheel around the school, and then it ended up in the film.
Oh, my gosh, that is so
great. So it's
great.
Me in panda leggings. Cartwheeling on a football field.
That is absolutely gold right there. I know that you also, I read that you like being involved. You're like a makeup artist as well. So, like, what was that like? I mean, what kind of projects have you done with that?
So in high school, I went to LOXA, which is an arts high school. Yeah. And so I kind of sub-majored in makeup and then became, like, kind of head of that department. And once I graduated, I teamed up with my friend Courtney, who is a photographer. Yeah. And we started doing shoots and stuff together. And I just helped out with makeup. And then it kind of went off from there. And I worked a lot with my now friend Sammy Sanchez on a lot of her music videos and stuff, so I do her makeup and then, like, be her friend and
stuff. That's so cool.
And we always have a bunch of fun, and so just from there, just doing different people's headshots and things like that.
Okay,
and
cool.
Found my love for it again.
That is so cool. That's really awesome. I know you're from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
So what was, like, the deciding factor, like, with your family, and when they're like, you know what, like, she's really successful, we want to go out to LA and we want to, like, help her pursue her dreams.
Absolutely. So my sister actually came out here first, and she loved it. And I had always wanted to live out here, so I kind of just was like, me too. And so then mom and dad were like, cool, let's all do it. And
that's
so we
awesome.
Got to be a big family out here, and they've super loved it. Dad has the beach, mom's over
there
here,
we go.
And we're all everywhere and having a great time. And, moved out to Los Feliz first and just been out here ever since.
That's cool. That's awesome that they have, like, you have so much support where they were like, you know, let's just go do it. My family, like, they helped me move out here. They helped me get set up and everything, and I go back to visit them a lot. But, yeah, it's really cool because a lot of people don't have, you know, like, a family that really backs them up and, like, and is totally there for them. So that's awesome that you have that.
I'm super, super grateful. Like, my mom helped me pick out my outfit today.
Oh,
like,
there
she's
you go.
Super,
that's
like,
awesome.
Super, super helpful. And my sister is my acting coach, and my dad's my cheerleader.
That's
and
cool.
So it's super fun.
That's amazing. That's really cool to hear, especially in, like, such a harsh industry.
Absolutely.
So that's very encouraging to hear. So, but anyway, okay, you play, like, the seemingly good girl on Pretty Little Liars. We don't know yet exactly what kind of angle you're playing.
Right,
you know, everyone on the show has their own angles, you know. But what was it like, kind of, I know that in Casey Undercover, you're kind of like a bad girl too, but what is it like for this film? You were like a bad girl.
That is the most fun to play because every mean girl thinks that she's the funniest, most special person in the room.
Yeah.
So to just be able to do that is kind of fun.
That's so cool.
And it was very different. It was very over the top. She was very glamorous. I've never had that much, like, eye makeup in my entire life. And so she was so much fun to play. And she kind of, I tried to do, like, a little bit of a voice with her, like, very extra, you know, bitchy as it were. And so, yeah, I love Christina.
That's
She's
cool.
ridiculous. She's
she
a
is.
Hot mess, and I adore her.
I think my favorite scene from the movie was whenever you were, like, in the restroom, and then JC, is JC, right?
JP.
She, like, is going, and she, like, grabs the lip gloss, and she's trying to, like, that was absolutely hilarious.
Fun fact, that was the first scene.
Oh, really?
We, like, shook hands, and then, like, got into the bathroom, and no one was fought.
That like, is
that
hilarious.
Was day one I met her.
That's crazy. I love how that kind of stuff happens because you always think, okay, like, you know, they're shooting this movie. A lot of people think they start from the beginning and the end, and that's not how it works.
Sometimes, no, we went middle and then, like, out and then back in again.
That is so crazy. Sometimes you have to be like, when you're shooting like that, do you have to be like, okay, so this already happened, this didn't yet, so I can't really think about that. Do you ever have to kind of, like...
And especially with Christina, because she has such, like, looks. I was like, did I have a wing? What color were my nails? Like, things like that. So it's a crazy thing to keep track of. But they were really good about it. That's There's cool. someone who is
like a
on
continuity.
It.
They're like, no, we are going to make sure everything's fine. I love that. That's really cool. Yeah, I always look for that. You know, it's like a weird thing I do, but I always look for that in movies. I'm like, okay, did that look like this? Or
oh, my God. I'm obsessed with it. Also, like, water. Like, how it goes up and down. Big one.
Yeah. Exactly. One time I had a film where someone like had to throw water on me and like my shirt, I recognized the pattern and then they wanted to do it over again. I'm like, okay, well, if you're going to use that shot, you have to use this because the water, it looks like this. So if you shoot here, I don't know. I'm like,
because you're like, no, I will not be caught without continuity.
I'm like, I'm so like hardcore about that. I'm like, I'm not going to be caught. No.
I always pretend to sip out of water cups so that the water level doesn't move.
There you go.
Obsessive.
That's
compulsive.
Really smart. That is really, really smart. I love your mom's character, or not your mom, but Christina's mother's character. She was hilarious, and I loved how Sam Lerner's character, Ivan, was so...
infatuated with her.
Yeah, it was like, he loved, you know...
Dr. Mummy, Yummy Mummy Madison.
Yeah.
He had to say it like 900 times, but we got it out.
Oh my gosh, I love that though, because it was like he was, you know, he was in love with you, and then he was in love with your mom. And then it was just one of those things where he... I love the scene when he was saying something like, oh, you're like, oh, why don't you go screenshot some of my Snapchats? Yeah. And he's like, wait. You can tell when someone screenshotted?
Yes, that was so good.
I love that because that's so true, like, with what, you know, when Snapchat first came out, people were like, wait, like, people can tell? Like, I remember when it first came out when people could tell, and then, like...
I super waited way too long to get Snapchat because I knew I was going to mess up and send something just everywhere to a friend, like, talking smack about somebody.
That's right. So. And you post it on your story. I accidentally did that the other day.
No. Worst nightmare.
I'm like pretty, like whenever I take photos and I post them, I like to be somewhat composed and, you know, look nice.
All right.
And I was like doing this stupid face, like absolutely awful. And I like sent it to my friend. And then the next morning I woke up and it had like over like 100 views. And I was just like looking like a total idiot. And I was like, all right, there you go.
That's it.
It was going to happen.
A filter I was not prepared for.
No, there was no filter either. It was awful. You know, but I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing you can do.
Thank you for sharing your story. You've saved many lives.
Saved many lives, exactly. So was Christina absolutely in the dark about what Ivan wanted with her saliva?
Yeah. Christina's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's not exactly the brightest. She's cunning, but I wouldn't say the brightest. So she was actually, she had no idea, and she just wanted to be able to stay in school and maintain her status and things like that. So she was going to give him whatever he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. But I love how, because your mom's obviously the doctor, so she was saying, okay, so you're a carrier, but you don't display some of the symptoms. So she's like, if you want to go back to school, just behave yourself and no one will know, type of thing.
Right, exactly. Okay. We were super in on it together. And so she was able to forge some of the paperwork and get me back in there.
Ooh, I see. And I love how Ivan totally figured out, and he totally, like, is going to control your character in a way. He's like, you know, you have to do exactly what I want. Yep. Give me your spit. She's just like, this is sick, but whatever, whatever it gets to, like, clear my name.
He told me that it was, like, he just collected spit. I was like, no, that's weird. Like, no, it's not true. That? So that was, I guess, enough for me to do it. And, my mom was amazing in it. And there's, an Easter egg sort of thing is that, like, I constantly kept bumping into people. Like, that was, like, my character's thing. I was either chewing gum or bumping into people. Like, that was me most of the movie. So the big scene with, like, me and my mom, when she's on the phone, she bumps into me. And it still it makes you laugh every single time.
That is so great.
Because she super went for it, and I loved it.
That's hilarious. I know that, like, the majority of your scenes seem to be with, like, Sam Lerner, Ivan. Like, was he, like, definitely one of your favorite characters to work with on this film?
Absolutely. Just the character, Ivan, is so hilarious. It's like Zuckerberg and Voldemort had a baby. It was exactly it. And so we had such a good time playing off of each other. And so they couldn't be two more opposite characters. Yeah. So that's when it's the most fun to play against.
Definitely. I think it was funny because I honestly didn't know that he was going to kind of, like, turn. for the worse. You know, he seemed like a nice kid who just wanted to be popular. And it's crazy how, like, when someone gets a little bit of that, they run with it, and then they can turn into the person that they hate.
Exactly.
Like, that happens in real life, and I think that's so crazy. Like, people think that they just got to do whatever they can just to get into
the power of the ring.
It's crazy. Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely insane. But, okay, between, like, the party scenes, the school scenes, and, like, the lovely homecoming video, which I was obsessed with at the end.
Oh, my God. I want just that homecoming video.
That was so great. Like, between all of those, what was your favorite scene to shoot and why?
My favorite scene to shoot was probably, like, day one stuff was, like, the bathroom scene and stuff, because it was just like, hi, nice to meet you, we're all now friends, and, like, just really in it together. Another thing, like, in that bathroom scene when he grabs the lip gloss, I grabbed it, but if you can tell, like, slightly, it hit his cheek. So the shock was genuine because I totally got lip gloss all over his face in that scene. And we just continued on keeping it. So there was just so many fun things, and we really learned that we clicked immediately. Yeah.
That's so funny. That is absolutely great. You know, this is kind of random, but back in Missouri where I went to high school, there was kind of like this little mono breakout. Like,
oh, no way.
Yeah, there was like 5 or 6 kids who got it. And I don't know how they did, but they did. They went to a party or something. I don't know. But
the rainbow party.
Yeah, seriously. That was really hilarious. But yeah, I was just like terrified. Like, I honestly didn't really know what mono was at that time. And I was just, I think a lot of the kids in the school didn't really know what was going on. They were just thinking like some death plague is upon us. And like, yeah, like they were gone from school for a long time. And it was really insane. And I remember one of the girls, they were really ornery, and they just like came up and grabbed my face and then like kissed my cheek. And so I had like this big lipstick thing.
Oh,
I remember freaking out. I was like a sophomore, and I was freaking out. I didn't know what
it
was.
You thought your skin would just melt off.
I thought I was going to have like a weird rash. And I just like, I wiped it off, and I was so scared. But it's
and that's
so
the
great
thing, like in the movie, like seeing what happens, like now I'm terrified to get mono. Like,
exactly.
I don't want jaundice.
No.
I don't want to look like that. Like,
no. Yeah, Christian did an amazing job in that scene where he's yellow or orange or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was insane. Like, and I totally thought he was going to like confront Ty's character and be like, okay, I know that you like totally helped poison me type of thing. But he's obviously so like super funny. Was he like definitely the biggest prankster on set?
Oh, absolutely. He was super ridiculous. And Ty's like full of energy as well. And we all were just a ridiculous bunch of people.
Yeah, that just sounds
just
like
running around and just, that's like right when those like Segway things came out. So that was us just like racing in the hallways and like causing a ruckus all the time.
That's so great. Oh, like the little like the two-wheel type
things,
the hoverboard type of thing.
Hoverboards, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those things are super dangerous. I've never tried it because I feel like I have a horrible balance.
You fall. It's not like it's a when thing. Yeah. But it was fun, and that's like right when they had started coming out and stuff, and we were all just causing problems.
That's amazing. I know. I love those type of things. Like, now it's like the Pokemon Go type of thing. Do you do that?
Oh, my God.
Do you do it?
I'm just trying to catch them all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to catch them all. That's it.
I have not downloaded the app yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I mean, it'll ruin your life. Yeah. Like, that is then your life now.
Yeah.
And, like, I get, like, together with friends, and we walk around.
That's
and we
awesome.
Are strutting our stuff, so.
That is amazing. I mean, there's always these waves of things. Like, it was the hoverboard, now it's Pokemon Go. You know, like back in the day, Webkinz was the thing.
Yes,
you know?
Neopets was
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. Like, it's just so funny. Every year is something different.
Yep.
And I think it's so much fun. I mean, at least Pokemon Go is getting people outside and, like, walking around. You know, and, I mean, Candy Crush, a lot of people are just sitting there playing it by themselves. At least these people are getting out of the house.
And, like, I've met up with people and stuff. Like, I've gotten groups together. I've met other people at different little, like, spots. It's bringing the community together.
That's right. It really is. Speaking of bringing the community together, you didn't really do that in this film because you turned the boys in, right?
Yep. I was the end all.
You were the end all. You were the undercover journalist, as you said. I wasn't expecting that part. Like, I really wasn't. I was thinking you were just, like, going along, like, you were scared, but I love how you, like, revolted, and you're like, no, I'm not a part of this anymore.
I know. I was even surprised. When we did the table read, I was like, yeah, Christina got him.
Yeah.
And so it was super cool, and that scene might actually be one of my favorites, because we couldn't keep it together. We were, like, just trying not to laugh, so just, like, little tears, like, streaming down our face. We were, like, hysterical.
That is so great. I know, I like the wig that you were wearing, or like, yeah, that was
my
insane.
Tina Turner.
Like, how was it? Like, was that thing super
itchy.
Hot?
So itchy.
How long did you have to wear that?
Like, forever. It felt like forever. Oh, because we were also taking pictures in it. We were being obviously ridiculous. And so we kept the wigs and that costume on the whole time.
That's so great.
That is, and then Sam's character with his big white coat and stuff, he would get all hot, and yeah. So it was hilarious.
Yeah, and I love how, you know, obviously there was like the, I think it was five of you who first had mono, right?
Yes.
And then from there, you know, Bucky got poisoned in mm-hmm. a sense, and then after that, everyone was just getting it, and then I love like the board that they had up there with the
yes.
strings and everything.
It got all cattywampus. Oh my god, that still makes me laugh every time he says it.
But was
the
my
webs,
favorite.
Yeah, the webs of each thing, and how they had to bring in like the CIA, the FBI.
Yeah, and he's over there in the corner, like with his like in the dark, you know,
yeah.
like, being all CIA-ish and everything.
Oh, he was so funny.
That was yeah. absolutely hilarious.
He's probably the funniest part of the whole movie. Yeah.
Probably, because I was like, oh wow, they don't play around. Like, they brought in, like, a CIA.
And he's the one who narrates the whole movie.
Oh,
that's,
really?
Like, revealed at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you start recognizing the voice.
Okay, yeah. Because mm-hmm. he's talking about it in the very beginning, and then afterwards it kind of takes over at the very end. I totally didn't think about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. When you, yeah, definitely rewatching, you can see that, like, he's just reading off my transcript to them in yeah. the thing, and that's the whole movie.
Okay, yeah.
It's like an Inception sort of thing.
That is really cool. Cause so it's like your words that he's reading type mm-hmm. of thing. That's really cool.
And it's so funny. He, like, had me read them, like, in my Christine, like, Ratchet losers. Like, yeah. I had to, like, go in and do the whole thing.
That's so funny. I loved, like, the movie as a whole. And I think, like, I know a lot of people were talking about, they want, like, a mono, too.
I want it. I need it. College years. Where's that?
College years. I don't yep. know. I don't know if it'd be called mono. It'd be called something else, like, some other disease you could catch.
Yeah. Mono's, like, as far as we're willing to go.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to think of something. But, like, I feel like if
bronchitis.
We all go.
Yeah. There
you
go.
Sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, bronchitis is a really bad one
but
as well.
But when you think about it, they could really do something like that. They could make something else and...
Yeah, make him go to college. I'd be the head of a sorority.
There you
and
go.
And then all that, so... Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
That's
I
really
want
cool.
it.
That's awesome. I know... Okay, so I was looking on your IMDb, and it shows that you were in Scream Queens, right?
Yeah, briefly.
How cool would it be if you were able to, like, get a role on that? Like,
oh, that'd be so...
I would love to see you on that.
And I'm a huge Nick Jones fan, and that would be dope. Because that was who my scene was with, and so that was cool. And just to be able to be on that show, all Ryan Murphy is just gold.
Yes. I know everyone was talking about that, and I was just like, I want to be on that show. Like,
so
it's
bad.
such a big show. Like, everyone's
loving
it.
It's scary Glee. It's awesome.
It is. I know, exactly. So, let's see. Okay, so going back to Pretty Little Liars a little bit, mm-hmm. you said, I remember from an interview that Keegan is your favorite, but who of the actual, like, girls, like, Pretty Little Liars is your favorite?
Me and Troyan got pretty close and stuff, and we're always talking in between scenes,
that's
and
cool.
she is the me of, like, my group. Like, if me and my friends were to name off, like, I would be the Spencer of the group anyway,
that's awesome.
So.
That's really cool. She is super nice. I've
oh
met
my
her.
Gosh, so nice.
She, like, I go to a lot of her films, because she's got amazing films.
Absolutely.
And, like, I've gone to them because I'm just like, I'm always there. And she's like, oh, hey, you're back. And I'm yeah. like, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Like, she is such a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are, but Troyan is definitely like one
she's
of those.
She's so talented, especially this last week's episode where they're burying the body and stuff. Like, she really killed it and was
oh, I
distraught.
Know. Yes. So we're going to get to see you a lot more, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely be popping up throughout the season and stuff. And it gets crazy. Things get crazy over in PLL world.
How many, like, release forms do you have to sign off on? Like, don't talk about this, this, and this, and this.
Basically, I was like, I'm just going to turn off my phone at this point, because if I mess up and...
Yeah.
So, that had almost happened, because it was before I got revealed that I was engaged, and I was wearing rings, yeah. and I was like, I need this away from me if we're ever going to Snapchat.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I didn't do it. Like, yes. I don't want to tell any of the secrets, because I would hate to find out.
Yeah. Did anyone, like, see that on Snapchat and, like, make conclusions at all, or not really?
A little bit. We were able to, like, finagle it. It was like, no, it was on this finger.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
we kind of got it. Got it all cleared up.
Got it all cleared up. That's awesome. I know Ashley, she's always Snapchatting.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of things actually get released because of her doing that, and she doesn't even care. Like, she's just having a good time.
Right.
But...
And it's gonna get revealed and stuff, and you're able to... If you think you know, you don't.
Yeah,
like, just because you saw one thing, like, you have no idea what that means.
Yes. Every week they come out with this new thing that has, like, 113 things about the episode that you may have missed type of thing.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's people, necessary to have, too.
Yeah, people, like, literally, like, they'll analyze this. Like, they want to know before it's revealed. Like, they really think they're going to figure this out. And it's like, I feel like no matter who you are, like, it's, you're not going to get it just right.
Yeah, you'll never know, because I'm even reading the things, yeah, and I am there, and I keep coming in like, no way, they did not just.
Yeah, right.
I was, I'm a huge fan of the show, and so when we were reading for 7/10, so that was like last year's finale, yeah, and yeah, it was revealed who the twin was, I walked in, and the person who plays Mary Drake was supposed to be dead, and I bumped into her at the table read, and I was like, no. You can't be here. You cannot be here right now. I need you to... You're dead. You're dead to me in my head. Gosh. So I totally bumped to her, and she's like, oh, sorry. And I was like, you're a ghost.
You're like, who are you? What are you doing here?
Do you know where you are?
That is so funny. I've heard those table reads are just absolutely amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool to just look across, like, look around the room and, like, see who's there. Yeah. We're all hanging out.
And you're just like, wow, this is, like, a show that I've watched and loved. Like, that's really neat. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. By the way, how long did it take to film Mono? Was it, like a couple-month type of thing?
No. It was 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was a very tight ship because we only had 14 days. I think it was 14 days. We did that whole movie.
That is insane. So did you have like 12-hour days type of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it was full on all the time and just constantly, and they were just so quick about it and we had so much fun. I think it was cool, like a cool experience to do it in that amount of time because it really pushed everyone and that's where the sleep deprivation came in and stuff, but it made for a very funny, ridiculous movie.
That's amazing. Like 5 a.m. call times type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. And I was also filming Pretty Little Liars at the same time. This might, I don't know if I can say, but like, so I was doing like 5 p.m. till 2 a.m., 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., 5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Oh,
like, so I was all over the map. And it was, so I was especially like, hello, everyone. Like, yeah. Like, but it made me even more ridiculous and like free. So
and you like fun watching the movie and then watching Pretty Little Liars. I would never like, because you didn't show that you were tired. Like your energy was up.
I was just so happy to be everywhere I was. So I was like, I'm fine. Red Bull, and happiness is all you ever needed.
That's
in
right.
Life.
That's right. I love that though, because that really goes to show like at such a young age you can have all these different projects you're working on at the same time. Like that goes to show a lot about you as like an actor, performer. You can keep it together and do all these projects. Like most people, they can only do like one thing at a time, and even that is too much for them. So I applaud you. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. And I was just, like I said, super happy to be there and be doing what I was doing. So I made it work.
Yeah.
Made it work.
That's awesome.
You can tell all my nail polish is the same for like three different projects. I was looking, I was like, I always remember that
there
summer.
There we go. That's great. See, that's a great way to remember it. There you go. Same nail polish. Yep. Where do you want to like let everyone know any other projects you got going on before we leave?
So Pretty Little Liars, Casey Undercover, definitely go watch Mono on Netflix. You will not regret it. Yes. And then Before You Say I Do will be coming out shortly on Pixel.
That's amazing.
And just keep in touch.
That's right.
Keep in touch.
What was the last film you said that's going to be on
Pixel? Before You Say I Do.
Before You Say I Do. Okay, cool. Yeah. And do you have like a pretty big role on that?
Yeah. That's I got exciting. To play one of the love interests. It's kind of one of those where there's multiple storylines. And that's so cool. Like our little storyline.
That's awesome. Well, maybe we can have you back for that one.
Yay,
that would be so
sounds
much fun.
Good.
Yes. So where can we find you on social media?
So on social media, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at Kara Royster.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you for joining us. And Kara, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much fun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.